you.
To God be the glory. We thank God for Jesus on today. This is his day that he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. It is a privilege and an honor to be on the Lord's side on this evening. Hallelujah. The word declares, if God be for you, who could possibly come against you? So I thank God, amen, that you and I have someone bigger than us, stronger than us, better than us, that are fighting for us. And we thank God for Jesus and the authority he has given us through this thing called prayer. Men ought always to pray. The word declares to pray without ceasing. So we on these Tuesday nights are just doing a mandate from the Holy Word of God, praying without stopping, praying, continuing to believe God that he can do the impossible, praying, knowing that it's not finalized, there's not an ending, it is not over until God declares the ending. That's why he says, I determine the end, the beginning. Come on, somebody. That is the word of Almighty God. He already sees our ending. And for all of us, it is a good ending. Amen. To God be the glory. I want to highlight and talk very momentarily as we go into prayer tonight from the prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel had, man, such revelation from God Almighty. He talks about, wow, there's just so much about the dry bones living, about the pastors as they are scattered, the sheep are spread abroad. He talks about, amen, how God is going to do something wonderful in our latter. And I thank God for the book of Ezekiel, powerful prophetic book from God. But I want to look at three verses in chapter number 22. Ezekiel chapter number 22, the last three verses beginning at verse number 29. Ezekiel 22, verse number 29. Hallelujah. Have your way tonight, God. And it reads like this, people of God, the people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor, and they have vexed the needy. Yes, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. Verse 30 says, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap. Help us tonight, God. Before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Verse 31. Therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord God. I will look for a man or a woman, make up the hedge, and to stand in the gap. Thank you, Jesus. As we come on Tuesday nights, I believe we are doing what God was looking for here in Ezekiel. In our day, there's so much going on. There are so many pressure situations happening in the hour in which we're living. People are under pressure. Pastors are under pressure. Families are under pressure. And many people are bailing ship. Many people are giving up. But God is saying there is a power on the inside of the believer that will allow them to remain, to be anchored, to be set fast and like flint, unmovable, unshakable. Doesn't matter how bad it gets. It doesn't matter how hard it gets. It does not matter what we go through. we realize that God gives us the ability to endure. He said, I look for a man to stand in the gap and for a woman to be the hedge. Husbands, stand and remain in that gap for your wife and your family. Mother, be the hedge, that protection for your children and your family. Wife, remain to help me. Stand in a gap and be that hedge for that man. The male is under attack like never before. Father, fight for that family, fight for that faith. Christian, born again, baptized believer, saint of the Most High God. Our mandate is to bring God glory, to give him praise, and to worship his name. That is only going to happen through the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. He said, I did not want to destroy the land. I did not want to send judgment. I did not want to administer harm or hurt. And I looked for somebody to pray. I looked for somebody that would honor me. I looked for that one that would intercede or interfere. And he said, I found none. And God is saying, in this hour in which we're living, poverty and dysfunction and oppression is at an all-time high. This is why we see sometimes what's happening in law enforcement. Yeah, I don't know about the Cosby case, but with that hung jury, there's so many opinions in that. So many things they're televising. There's so many things that are on reality TV and that we can physically see the wrong being promoted in our day. And God says if we continue to pray, we'll be spared. If we continue to pray, we will be the ones making the difference and becoming the different makers. If we can pray and will pray, God will deliver us. God will heal us. God will keep us and set us free. So when we pray tonight, you're in the gap for your family. You're the hedge for that marriage. You're the one standing in between you and God for your loved ones and your friends and your communities. You're the one that God is moving the heart to come to prayer. You're the one God is saying, yes, I'm going to work on your situation, but I have others in mind as well. You're the one God is going to use in this hour to bring his name glory. Father, we thank you for prayer tonight. We thank you tonight collectively that we are standing in that gap. We are trying to be that hedge. We are the ones interceding on behalf of our families, interceding on behalf of our loved ones, interceding and praying on behalf of our communities. We are praying for the local and federal government. We, God, in the name of Jesus, are continuing believing that you have power to move mountains. You have the strength to silence any storm. You have the ability to perform miracles anytime and any way you see fit. You, God, alone can, glory be to God, change any circumstance. You, God, alone, in the name of Jesus, can fix any problem and remove every trouble. You are God and God alone. Aside you, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. Aside you, there is no other. So we are praying for our marriages. We are praying in the name of Jesus for our children and our grandchildren, God, in the name of Jesus. In the day of enormous college costs, I pray that you make a way out of no way, where it's hard to find good jobs. God, open a door that no man can shut, and shut doors that no man can open. In the day where relationships, in the name of Jesus, are hard to maintain, God, we are praying right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would fix that which is broken, that you would repair and restore that which has been taken away and snatched away by the devil. You are the one that can fix broken bodies and broken situations. You are the one that can replace, in the name of Jesus, everything that the devil has stolen from your sons and your daughters. You are God that can restore, hallelujah, the waste places and repair the breaches and desolate cities. You are the one, God, that can turn back the hand of a violent generation where senseless killings are all over the news as we see the nightly news, in the name of Jesus. You are the one, God, in the name of Jesus, in a day where there is corrupt systems all around us. You are God, and God alone, that can do the impossible. So, God, we came to pray to that God. You're not a false God. You're not a false prophet. You're not a small g God. But you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Elohim, creator God. You are Jehovah Rapha, God, our healer. You are, glory be to God, Jehovah Nisi, Lord, you reign. You are God. And we thank you, Lord, as you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, that you're looking down on this prayer line and you're having mercy on us tonight. You're looking down on this prayer line and you're giving someone a second chance through your grace. You're looking down on this prayer line and you're about to open a financial miracle for somebody who is in deep debt. You're looking down on this prayer line, and you're about to restore the sickness and the disease that have been plaguing the body of so many. You're looking down on this prayer line in the name of Jesus. And right now, you're moving, and you're moving not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. So, God, help us to get out of your way. As we remain the gap, as we remain the hedge, as we try to keep ourselves in a family together, as we try to keep your word, hallelujah, and be living epistles in the earth realm that men can read our lives, as we, God, give you glory, we are the salt and the light of the world and the earth, that you might be glorified. So, Lord, help us to remain. Help us to stay. Help us in the name of Jesus to become unmovable and unshakable. Help us not to compromise in this hour. Help us not to get weak in well-doing. For your word declares we will reap a harvest if we faint not. So, Lord, we believe the Bible on tonight. We stand on the canon of Scripture. We believe the word of Almighty God, that your word will not come back void, but you're looking at your word to perform it in the name of Jesus. So we pray for our churches. We pray for pastors. We pray for members of churches. We pray in the name of Jesus for the gangbanger and the one incarcerated. We pray for the homeless tonight. We pray for those who find themselves having to live in shelters. You say, when you do these for the least of these, you've done it for me. I feel God tonight. You said, Lord, that we should have compassion. You said the most excellent way is love. Because other than that, we are brass clinging, or with a cymbal tingling. And God, in the name of Jesus, help us to be effective on tonight. Help us to be different makers and world changers on tonight. Help us in the mighty name of Jesus to help our local churches, to help our families find their way to the cross of Jesus Christ, to pray for lost souls and hurting people, to pray for the backslider to get back in right standing in the body of Christ. Lord, right now we're asking for your mercy. Right now we're asking for your grace. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we're asking through your loving kindness that you will have mercy on this nation. We repent privately and publicly for secret sins. We repent right now, God, in the name of Jesus, where we've gotten in the flesh. We repent, Lord, when we've lost our way. Glory be to God. So in our human condition, we thank you. We thank you, and we glorify your name on tonight. So, Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over every family represented on this prayer line. We plead the blood of Jesus over every marriage on this prayer line. That one looking for a job, that one looking to relocate, that one in the name of Jesus who need a financial miracle, that one who need a healing in their body. Right now, Lord, we pray for that one who's worried or stressed out. We're praying right now for that one feeling overwhelmed with life. We're praying for our brothers and sisters in Christ in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have mercy on our churches. Have mercy on our families. Lord, we pray for new creation Christian ministries on tonight, our local church. Help us to fight the good fight of faith. Help us to be the lighthouse in the city of Elizabeth, in the city of Hillside in which we reside. Help us to be that hospital and that learning institution where people can come to and be, Lord, strengthened in spite of what they're walking through. So, God, we say have your way on this prayer line on tonight in the name of Jesus. As pastor and prophet comes, we thank you for those who are gathered in your name, that you will continue, Lord, to move in their lives as only you can. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Thank you. Glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, God. We worship you. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. There is none like you, Lord. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We glorify your name on tonight. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. There's none like you, Lord. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for this night, this time of prayer. We thank you for the prayer line, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For Pastor Anthony, we thank you, Lord, for strengthening him and keeping him, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the word that has gone forth, God. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to have your way in our lives, oh, Lord. Lord, we give ourselves away to you, oh, God, and say, have your way. Let your will be done. Not our will, but let your will be done, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the hand of Satan and we loose, oh, God, your power. We lose your anointing. We lose your will. We lose your mama koshana mana, your divine plan, oh God, over this prayer line and over the lives of your people. We lose your plan over the United States of America. We lose your plan over the world, my God, over the earth realm. In the name of Jesus, Lord, continue to have your way. Let your will be done. Ah, Lord, we love you today. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt your name, God. We lift your name on high. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, we couldn't praise you enough, oh God. Yet will we praise you, God. Yet will we give you the glory. Yet will we give you the honor and the praise, oh God, because you alone are worthy. You are worthy to be praised, oh God, and we Shabbat your name tonight, God. We love you tonight, God. We love you, Jesus. We worship and adore you. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We pray pray, Father God, hallelujah, for this nation, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are still in control, God. My God, my God, my God, you said that we, your people, will humble ourselves, turn from our sins, turn from our wicked ways, and pray.
Yes.
Then you will hear from heaven, and you will heal our land. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for healing, my God, of the land. We thank you for healing of the nation. We thank you, Lord, Mama Koshelaneke Pakananeke Shada. We thank you for divine manifestation, God. We thank you, Lord, for loosing your spirit over the earth realm. We thank you, Lord, for healing in our bodies. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God. We worship you, oh God. We walk by faith and not by sight. You said the just shall live by faith.
Yes.
So we are moving forward by faith, believing on you, God, trusting in your holy word, believing that you are not a man that you should lie, nor are you the son of man that you will repent and change your mind about what you said about us, oh God.
Yes.
So, Lord, we trust in you on tonight, God. Some trust in horses and some trust in chariots, oh God. But we will continue to put our trust in you, God. You said, oh Lord, that we are cursed when we lean on flesh. But Lord, we are blessed when we put our trust in you, God. So, Lord, we put our trust in you. We put our trust in you, God. We trust you, oh God. We trust you, God. When we can't trace you, we trust you. When we can't see you, we trust you. When we're feeling weary, we trust you. When we're feeling discouraged, we trust you. When we're feeling pain in our bodies, we trust you, God. Because we know, oh God, that you will manifest your word in our lives. So, Lord, we thank you on tonight.
Thank
we
you.
Praise you tonight. We worship you tonight, God. Lord, have your way in this nation, God. We give this United States of America to you. We pray for the hungry. We pray for the hurting. We pray for the lost. We pray for those, oh God, who don't know you on tonight, God. We pray for souls on tonight,
yes.
God. We pray for you to save souls, oh God. Oh, save that sin sick soul on tonight, God. Save that lost soul, God. Save the blind, oh God. Open their eyes so they can see, oh God. Save that person that's hurting. Save that person that's lost, oh God. Save them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name, God.
Thank you, Lord.
You are worthy, God. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy on tonight, God. We bless your name. We worship your name. We praise your name. We magnify your name. We exalt your name. We glorify your name. You are worthy to be praised. We give it all to you, God. We give you all the glory, all the glory, all the glory, all the glory, yes, for your glory, God. We will do anything, oh God, just to see you and worship you as king, oh God. Lord, we worship you on tonight. So, Lord, have your way on this prayer line.
Yes.
As this prayer line goes forth, we speak a blessing over every household.
Yes.
We speak a blessing over every marriage.
Every
we speak a blessing over every family. We speak a blessing over finances, over health, over the mindset of your people. We speak a special blessing, oh God, over every life.
Jesus.
We speak a special blessing over every life tonight, and we bind up the hands of Satan, and we bind up the hands of the enemy, and we cast out every demon, my God, on assignment on tonight, and we say be loosed in Jesus' name.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, you already have the victory. So, Lord, we thank you for victory in Jesus tonight. Continue to have your way. Continue to manifest your power on this prayer line. Continue to manifest your glory on this prayer line. Continue to have your way. And Lord, at the end of this time, we will be ever so careful to give you and you only the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our friend that sits closer than a brother, our healer, our redeemer. It's in the name of Jesus, our help, our strength, my God. Hallelujah. It's the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus. Jesus, yes, that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. To God be all the glory. We thank God for Jesus on the night. The word says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and God will tell you and show you what to do. Hallelujah. God is saying, get that thing over to me. Hand that thing over to me. And we thank God tonight in the name of Jesus, as we read about the hedge and the gap. The word declares, any sick among you, bring them to the elders of the church. They'll pray the prayer of faith. And if there's any sick, they shall be restored. If they committed any sins, they shall be forgiven. And if they are down, they will be raised up. So we thank God in the name of Jesus as we represent, hallelujah, God's throne. We thank God for you. There's a praise report. There's a prayer request. There in the name of Jesus is a testimony. However you see fit, let the Lord use you, and we want to agree with you. Whatever you believe in God for, we believe where two or more gathered as the touching and agreeing. In the book of Matthew, it is declared, we shall have what we ask in believing of him. So I don't know where you are. I don't know what you're expecting from God and need from God, but I know that God can do it. I know God will do it. So if you have a prayer request, we are going to, at this portion of the prayer tonight, just have you press 1 on your phone. If there's a prayer request, if there is a testimony or praise report that would encourage someone, it's amazing. The word says pray for one another and amen, encourage one another and confess to one another that we might be healed. We are encouragers one of another. The word encourage means to put courage in. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
To put courage in. And the enemy's trying to get Christians especially to back down, back up, act like we have low self-esteem, no self-esteem. But the devil is a liar. Amen. Come on, somebody. Be ambitious. Keep your drive. Keep your dream. Stay on fire. Live in purpose. Allow God. I love that book, amen, A Purpose-Driven Life by I forgot the author name, but just a wonderful book, Living Life on Purpose. We see a hand raised, and we're going to take this first caller, but we thank God tonight for intercessory prayer. Pastor, take the first hand raised tonight, and we're going to move as the Holy Spirit leads us tonight. And this is the area code of 9973. We thank God for you this evening. God bless.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Sister Carmen. I'm calling for a testimony, a praise report, and to give God all the glory and honor. My son Kevin, you know my son Kevin, he doesn't have a steady job. He goes out there and he tries to find work, and God always helps him to pay his bills. He's been doing this for 17 years, and it's pretty hard. I wouldn't be able to do it because, you know, when we work, we get our checks, we get our paychecks. But him, he's out there, he's trying to find whatever, and God, you know, he has a mortgage. He has more than other people have. God blesses him. He has a good heart also. So he was telling me yesterday that this man called him and told him that he had an old car in his garage, and he wanted my son to get it out of there, take it away. So my son has a lot of trucks, but this one truck is a box truck, a square truck. And so he went down Morris Avenue to Elizabeth, and the truck was working fine. And he hooked up the car with chains to his truck, whatever. And Then when he wanted, when he was going to start the truck, he didn't have any brakes, and he didn't have, he lost the power, power steering. So he's on Morris Avenue, but he, even though he found himself with no brakes and no power steering, he decided that he's gonna come home like that. He had to drive all the way to East Orange. So, you know, Morris Avenue is a very, there's a lot of traffic there, and it was like around 4 or 5, and it's really a lot of traffic there. So he said, you know, like the speed limit is like 30, 35 miles an hour, and here he is going at 15 miles an hour, and every time he gets to a light, he's like trying to figure out, you know, when to put the brakes, because the brakes can take, but eventually the truck would stop. So he was like trying to time anything. Anyway, to make a long story short, he got home safe and sound. And I thank God, because, you know, he has such a protection around Kevin. And, you know, Kevin is a hard worker, and he has a good heart. He goes to church every Sunday. Plus, I pray for all of my children. So what I want to say is that, you know, like you always say, God hears a parent's prayer. And I always pray for my kids and tell God to put a hedge of protection around them. And I am so happy that, you know, Kevin was able to make it fine, because he said, Ma, if anybody would have cut me, you know, we would have had an accident. And, you know, people were honking and screaming at him, but they didn't understand he was driving without any brakes. So I thank God for that, because he's always on time, and he always listens to our prayers, and he's always there when we have a need. He's always there. And also my son, he has a warehouse, and he said this lady came there for him to do something to her car, and they got to talking, and I don't know, something was wrong with her health, and my son said, oh, I guess I'm lucky, because there's nothing wrong with me. And she told him, you must have a mother, a praying mother, a grandmother, for you to be well like that. And so my son was telling me this morning, and he said, Ma, she told me that. And I said, you know, she's right, because I do pray for you. So I just want to tell people that when you pray to God, it's not wasted time. You know, God does hear our prayers, and he does protect our family. And our nuclear family, our extended family. And I want to give thanks to God, because he protected my son. I mean, it could have turned out worse, but he put a hedge of protection around my son, and for that I am happy. So I praise God and I thank God, because he's so wonderful. He's always there when we least expect it. He's always there taking care of us and providing our needs. And that's what I wanted to say. And I'm very thankful to God for everything, because he's always blessed me. And he's great. I can't complain about God, because he's just too good. He's just too good. Yes. He deserves all the praise. He deserves whatever we do for him or for his kingdom. It's nothing compared to all that he does for us and all that he gives us, and how he forgives us and how he loves us unconditionally. And I just want to thank God for being who he is, for being the awesome God that he is, and for loving us the way he does. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. To God be the glory. That is a praise report and a testimony. Hallelujah. We thank God in the name of Jesus for getting Kevin home safely, in spite of what the vehicle was doing, in spite of the risk, which was high, in spite of, amen, in the name of Jesus, the other motorists who tried to get agitated. We thank God that there was no altercation, no incident.
Yes.
God, you did more than keep him from an accident. There was not an altercation. So, God, we thank you for this praying mother. And it's just, we're going to pray for you to come before we let you go. But even as we read from that about thank God as a mother and a father, we try to provide with money and shelter and advice and counsel. But it's nothing like a praying parent. Amen. That means it's out of our limited ability, and we give that thing to God, who has all ability. And I've seen it when I was a kid. My mother did it for us. Now, as a father and grandfather, I have the chance to pray for my seed and my offspring, and you do that all the time for your children, and God is honoring him. And that's amazing that the other lady encouraged your son that you're healthy, you're well. Somebody must be praying for you. Because you see sickness among young people. I talked to a young man today. He said he had a major heart attack, and he just don't have the strength he used to have or the energy he used to have. A young man had a major heart attack. So it does happen. But we're going to pray and thank God for that praise report. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this Sister Carmen, this mother, this grandmother, who, Lord, prays continuously for her family and her grandchildren. God, we know that you can protect them when we can't protect them. We know, God, that you have angels watching over them when we can't watch over them. God, we believe by faith right now, even after we leave here, that you'll continue to hear our prayers concerning our bloodline. So, Lord, I thank you for Sister Carmen that she understands the power of prayer, that she believes in your power to do what she cannot do. So, Lord, as she loves her children unconditionally, as she see her son putting forth the effort to provide for his family, to do things on the up and up and be that man, as she said, he always makes a way out of no way. Continue to bless Kevin Sr. Continue to give him these opportunities and money, and continue, Lord, to give him jobs that he needs to pay the mortgage and take care of his family in the name of Jesus. And thank you that he has a mother that he can talk to on a personal basis. A lot of men don't have that. So we thank God for his mother even understanding what her son has to go through. So God bless this family, even those that she didn't mention through this testimony. Bless all of her children in the name of Jesus and the grandchildren and the even great-grand. And hallelujah. So, Lord, she is that one that we read about standing in the gap and being the hedge for her family. Continue to give her the strength to do so. Continue to give her wisdom when they do need advice. Continue to let her pray when you put one of them in her spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for Sister Carmen, that she is a blessing to New Creation Church. Even us as her pastors, Lord, she is faithful. She is a Father God, in the name of Jesus, that person who has put a hand to the plow and not looked back. So give her a special blessing in this season in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, what a wonderful, you encourage somebody, because we do have other parents on the line. We have other mothers and grandmothers and fathers on the prayer line, even those who will listen to the recording later. We need to hear these kind of testimonies that we can physically see the power of our prayers working in the lives of our children. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, guys. I love you a whole bunch. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. What a powerful testimony. We are just praising God. We know Kevin personally, and we just thank God for the what he's done in his life, for his grace and his mercy. My God, God is just an awesome God, and he sets up a hedge of protection around our loved ones. My God. So when we pray, my God moves on our behalf. And I'm just so elated over Sister Carmen's testimony. My God, that just blessed me so much. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. No break. Oh, my God. And he got him home. And, I mean, we have some testimonies. I mean, my God, that God is moving mightily. Mothers, just be encouraged. I just pray that mother's testimony encouraged your heart to let you know not to stop praying for your children. Do not stop praying for your children. I said a prayer for my daughter yesterday, and God moved.
Right away.
You know, God moved, because our children will make some mistakes. They'll make some bad judgments. But if you pray for your children, God will hear your prayer. So just continue to pray for your children and believe God for that hedge of protection.
Amen.
And not only for a hedge of protection, but that God will make a way out of what seems to be no way, that God will bring them out, that God will provide, that God will protect, that God will open doors. My God, Kevin serves God. She said he's in church every Sunday.
That's a good heart.
And God has moved on his behalf.
Yes.
So we thank God for that. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take another caller, area code 678. Area code 678. God bless you.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my house, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, all in my house, I'm going to let it shine. All in my house, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Good evening, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. I'm so looking forward all the time to being on this wonderful prayer line. I'm allowed to show my love for God in the way that I like to express myself. And I just would like to thank God. He has answered so many of my prayers. There's lots of things in my life that has come to pass. My pain has subsided a little bit, so thank you, Lord, for making it so easy for me to get up in the morning and do what I have to do. Just alleviate the pain is just good enough for me than having to deal with really bad pain. And I also, there's too many things I want to thank him, but I also want to thank God that I have seen, or I am seeing, another side of my son. He was going through some things there for a while, and it was, my prayers, I was praying every night and everything, but I see such a peace in him, and I thank God for that, because I feel that's a sign. God is telling me that, my son is getting mature and he's growing up. So, our conversations, even though, I was always able to converse with him, but now I feel that we're conversing in, a different level for some reason. I don't know, every kid goes to, I don't want to be bothered or, but he's not at that point right now. So I think, thank God for that, that I know, my cousin Carmen said, we all as parents pray for our children, and I'm so grateful to God that he answers my prayers. Of course, he answers everyone's prayer, but he's answering my prayers. So I want to thank God for that. And then I know it's too early to say, but I'm just going to say it now. In about 2 weeks, I'll be traveling again. Yay! I'm going to be able to go on vacation. A couple of years ago, I couldn't even go on vacation. So, and the past 3 years has been hard, but you know what? He had made it easy for me. I made it up to New Jersey. I went last year to Puerto Rico, and this year I'm going again to Puerto Rico, but I'm going to go for a family meeting. So I really give thanks to God that, like you say, he makes a way out of no way, because God knows my budget. He knows every need that I have. But all through this, he is making it possible for me to make it and and take this trip. So I really thank God for everything he has done for me, and all the praise and glory and goes to him. And I'm just praying right now that, that when I do make my trip, that everything goes well there, and I'll make it back home safe. So, and I want to continue to pray that God bless you, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. You guys will never know the change and what you've done. I keep telling you, but it's just, I got to tell you, is real. You guys have really, really made a big difference in my life. And one of my next trips that I'm planning to do is go and see you guys in September. So that's one of my plans. So I'm praying that I could make it there, but I really want to go and visit the church again and, you know, just be there with you guys and just, you know, enjoy the service. And God knows that I'm just so grateful to him. There's nothing that I could say whatever make up for what he has done for me. So I just praise him all the time. From the minute I get up, during the day, at night, whatever time. I mean, I know the other night I woke up about 2-4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, why am I waking up? So I went to my phone. I went on Facebook a little bit. I said, why am I on Facebook? So I went and I went into the Bible and, you know, the Bible on the telephone, and I read a couple of scripture and I fell asleep. And I just always thank God for everything. I mean, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for God. Don't ever quit.
Yeah.
Don't ever quit on God. Yeah. And like I tell some people, says, oh, you know, they're doing this or that. I said, listen, the battle is not yours. Whatever it is that you have, whatever it is that is bothering you, give it to the Lord. He will take care of it. He will take care of your battles. And, you know, it's the truth. You just have to sit back and just see it. It just all comes out like that, and right in front of your eyes. You just have to be patient and keep praying because he answers prayer. So thank you so much. God bless you, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. I'm just asking for prayer however your heart leads. I'm just, you know, I'm at peace. That's how I feel. I really am at peace, and I'm not going to let nothing bother me. So thank you, and God bless
Amen.
Everybody on this prayer line. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we just thank you for this awesome testimony from your daughter, Maria. Oh, God, we thank you for her life. Thank you for healing her body. We thank you for total manifestation of healing of her body in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the joy and the peace that she has, this joy that she has. The world didn't give it to her, and we know that the world cannot take it away. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will continue to bless her, continue to keep her. Lord, continue to answer this mother's prayers, even as she gave a testimony to her son that she sees some changes in him and even in their relationship, God. Lord, that you will continue, Father God, to do the new thing in their relationship, Lord. Continue, Father God, to grow him up. Continue, Lord, to draw him nearer to your cross. Continue, Lord, hallelujah, to work on him. Continue to work in his mother's life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you already know the plans you have for us. You have a plan to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope in the future. So I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's your plan, Father God, unraveling and coming to fruition in the life of Sister Maria, in the life of her son, in the life of her loved ones, oh God, in the life of her cousin Carmen, even as she, Father God, hallelujah, Father God, loves Father God, her cousin, Father God, thank you, Lord, for the relationship that you have, Father God, allow the two of them to continue to nurture, oh God, hallelujah, even throughout the years. So, Lord, continue, Father God, to bless Sister Maria, continue to bless her cousin Carmen, continue to bless her son, oh God. Continue, Father God, to let your hand be upon their lives, oh God. And even as Sister Maria travels, oh God, oh glory, even in a couple of weeks, oh God, even though we'll be back on this prayer line again, but right now, God, we begin to set the atmosphere. We begin to, Father God, set the course, oh God. We begin to pray for traveling mercies, oh God. Hallelujah. That your angels will go before them, oh God. Protect her in the highways, oh God, and on the byways, in the sky, oh God, even as she flies, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for the pilot, put the right crew in place, oh God, give her the right plane, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we just thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for divine protection as she travels, God, that you will protect and keep her and keep all of those who are on the plane, God, and get them there safely, and let her have a pleasant trip, oh my God, and get her back home, oh glory, and bring her back to Jersey, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for full fruition, God, in the name of Jesus. Give her the desires of her heart. Let her make these trips, oh God, and get her where she needs to go and where she wants to go, God, as she continues to praise you, God. Let her come up here and see her pastors in New Jersey, God, and then worship with her son, cousin Carmen, and worship with the New Creation Christian Ministries church family here. So, Lord, we thank you and we bless you, God, that it shall come to pass, God, in the name of
Jesus.
Make a way, God. No hindrances, no back, no setbacks. My God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, no hold up. My God, so Lord, no letdown, for disappointments, God. So Lord, we just thank you, we praise you, God, for all you're doing in her life, God. Thank you for the maturity. Thank you for the spiritual maturity, God. Thank you, Lord, for growing her up in you, God. Thank you, Lord, for bringing her to a greater anointing, God. Even as she praises you, God. So, Lord, we just thank you for everything you're doing in her life. Continue to bless this woman, God. Continue to touch her. Continue to use her. Even prayer line, God. Continue to lead and direct her. Order her steps, my God. Show her the way to go. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. Touch every person that she loves. Touch every person, oh God. That you put in her life, God. Continue to nurture every relationship, God. Continue to bless every relationship, God. Continue,
thank you,
oh God, hallelujah, to do what you do, God. You know the plans, that you have for her, God. And we thank you that it is well, that it is
Lord.
A good thing, God. My God, hallelujah, that you're doing in her life. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we bless your name. Bless Sister Maria for the blessing she is to this prayer line and to so many, oh God. And we just thank you in advance, oh God, for answering the prayers of her heart, for answering the petitions of her heart. We thank you in advance.
You,
in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
I receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to thee.
Glory.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
What a powerful testimony. As Pastor said, even as you are prepared to travel in a couple of weeks, God has made a way for you, amen, to, as you said, he can do what he do when he wants to do it. So we thank God for him.
Thank
even
you.
As you see the spiritual maturity in your son and his spiritual development. Going into real manhood, as a mother, you can see that, and we thank God that he continues to answer your prayers.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Don't continue to believe God.
All the glory.
Amen. Total
to
restoration and healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
To God be all the glory, because we love our children. We look for our children.
Yes.
And we know they got to have the relationship with God. But our prayers do matter. Amen. Our prayers do matter. To God be the glory.
To God be all the glory. You guys have a good night and God bless. God continue to bless you.
God bless. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is moving in a unique way on tonight, and we thank God for him. Hallelujah. And these two mothers have even shared, glory be to God, how they even see the actual prayers of them going up to their God, being manifested and being turned into fruition as they can see God's hand moving in the name of Jesus. We're going to continue to take calls tonight. But I at this time, I want to pray for my mother-in-law, Mother Mae Thomas, in the name of Jesus. She is a mother and has grandchildren as well. And we pray for Mother Mae Thomas in Sanford, Florida. We pray in the name of Jesus. And we know she prayed for us, her son-in-law, which is me, and her daughter, Pastor Rebecca. We know that she prays for us. And we know that a lot of the victories that we get, a lot of the, amen, strength that we exemplify is through her prayers for us. So we don't take it lightly. Our God has already set up a divine way of how he operates in the earth realm. So we thank God as he blessed the third and fourth generation of those who love him. We are Mother Mae Thomas' seed and offspring, and we thank God as God continues to give her
the desires of her heart. As God continues to bless my mother-in-law, God continues to use her through her praise for him, through her worship for him, in the church that she's affiliated with down there, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, meet every need. Father God, allow her, hallelujah, to walk in victory in every area of life. We thank you that you will be her strength. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as she interacts with her sisters and those that she loves and care about, that, God, she will be that light and that lift, Lord, that people need in their time of struggle, in the mighty name of Jesus. So bless Mother Mae Thomas. Continue, Father God, to give her joy unspeakable. Continue to use her, Lord, to bless her children and her grandchildren in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for my wife's mother who prays for us continuously. I thank you in the name of Jesus that you continue to give her opportunities to make her life better in the name of Jesus. And Father God, those who she's praying for, those who she's believing you for, those, God, who she has on her heart, even show her through her prayers that you are doing a mighty work in the earth in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for my mother, her love that she has for me, her son, and I thank you that she is my wife's mom in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for every mother on the prayer line, every grandmother, every father, those in the name of Jesus who know that prayer makes the difference. Glory be to God. So we thank God for this prayer line. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yes, we're going to pray. We pray for Louis right now. Hallelujah. We pray for Louis, total healing in the name of Jesus. We pray and we call out his name to you, God, and we put him before your throne, Brother Louis, in the name of Jesus, that you will restore every crooked place, that you will remove every ounce of sickness and disease or pain or torment that he may be facing, that, God, you will restore in the name of Jesus everything that the enemy tried to do in this season in his life. So right now, every bodily organ working at full capacity, right now, in the name of Jesus, doctors and treatments and medicines working effectively, right now, in the name of Jesus, a supernatural miracle for Louis, as only you can do it, God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I thank you that you would use him. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would raise him up. I thank you, God, and we speak right now those things that be not as though they were. And we say, be healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, beloved, when I said the word, something went through me right there. I believe in healing. I believe in miracles. I know, glory be to God, that God is still healing. God is still delivering. God is still fixing that which is broken. So we pray for Louis right now, and we say, Lord, have your way. In the name of Jesus, Lord, right now, we thank you for your grace and your mercy for New Creation Church, every member, God, every family, God, every ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. I don't want to start to call names because I might miss somebody, but Lord, you know who they are. They are connected. They are, in the name of Jesus, part of a wonderful ministry here in the state of New Jersey. So we thank you for those you have sent. We thank you, God, in advance for those who are coming, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless our young people, those who are going to college, those who need jobs, those, God, in the name of Jesus, who are in the workplace and in the marketplace. Oh, bless them as only you can. Encourage this next generation as only you can. They are a chosen generation. They are a royal priesthood. They are a peculiar people. They, in the name of Jesus, are the ones that will bring your name glory in their young lives. So we pray for this generation who some are counting out. We pray for this generation who some are giving up on. We pray, Lord, it doesn't matter what kind of music. It doesn't matter what's on our TVs. You
have already ordained and set some that will serve you in spite of the culture, in spite of the day's agenda, in spite of TV and music trying to move the culture in a certain direction. There are some saying no to that and yes to God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. So we pray for New Creation Church. We pray, Lord, even for that one struggling, even for that one who messed up, even for that one who don't feel so good about themselves. We're praying their strength in the Lord. And we're praying, God, that you will raise them up, that you will strengthen them, that you will fortify them, God, in the name of Jesus, to let them know that they can do the impossible, to let them know that there's nothing too hard for you, to let them know that in this world, you said they will face tribulation, but you said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Glory be to my God. So not just for our young people. I don't know where you are in life, but so many are going through so much. And this is why we got to pray. This is why we got to believe God. The enemy trying to snatch our children. The enemy's trying to destroy our marriages. The enemy's trying to mess with our money. The enemy's trying to afflict our bodies. But the devil is a liar. Come on, somebody. God knows that he is sovereign. God knows he is in total control. In the midst of chaos. In the midst of confusion. In the midst of when it looks like there is despair. God is in total control. So, God, we submit and we surrender all to you tonight. We sanctify ourselves wholly in the Spirit. We put our flesh under subjection. We beat our bodies and make them obey. We say, God, have mercy. And we plead the blood of Jesus over every situation. So, God, intervene and interfere as you see fit. We thank you for agape love. Unconditional love that you have for us, your sons and your daughters. So we repent. We ask for forgiveness on tonight. We say, Lord, have mercy on our souls as we work out our salvation through fear and trembling. And we say, God, light the fire in our souls. Keep us ablaze for your kingdom. Let no good thing be withheld from them who love you. So your word declares, as we delight ourselves in you, you will give us the desires of our heart. So we thank you for good churches. We thank you for good pastors. We thank you for good people who remain the remnant. So as we read tonight, thank you for Tuesday night prayer. We stand in a gap. Thank you for those who love the word. We stand in a gap. Thank you for those who are believing in the word. So God, we pray for this nation. We pray for our President Donald Trump. We pray for every confused man. So many males and men are being attacked in their minds. And we say, Lord, have mercy in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, have mercy on every male, Father God, every woman, oh God. Lord, we just thank you for every boy, for every girl. We just thank you and we praise you, Lord. We pray for souls tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, so many lost in America, so many lost in the world. And Lord, we pray for souls, God. We pray for the evangelistic fire to be lit, Father God, in the earth realm so that men and women, boys and girls can know you, can be saved. We, Lord, pray, Father God, for a spirit
spirit of deliverance and salvation, Father God, a spirit of revival to hit this land in the name of Jesus, Father God, light a fire in the hearts of your sons and daughters to go forth and evangelize, oh God. Lord, get us off of ourselves. Let us not be focused just on ourselves, but God, let us go forth and preach this gospel to somebody that needs to be saved. Lord, let us preach to that neighbor. Let us preach, Father God, to that co-worker. Let us minister, Father God, this ministry of reconciliation, oh God, Father God, to our lost loved ones, oh God, our sons, daughters, mothers, fathers, uncles, aunts, Father God, huh? My God, Lord, every opportunity that we get, Father God, let us, Father God, tell someone our testimony, God, and tell them, oh God, how great you are, oh God. Let us, like Sister Maria is saying, let us let this little light of ours so shine, Father God. Let us let our light shine, oh God, so that men and women will look on our lives and glorify your name in heaven, so that people can look at us and say, what must I do to be saved? So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for evangelistic zeal. We thank you, Lord, for souls being saved. We thank you for lives being changed, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the revival fire, Father God, hitting this phone line, hitting our churches, hitting our lives, oh God, hitting every church, oh God, that's open in your name. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God, for Sister Rita Pearl. Lord, we pray for Sister Rita right now, God. Continue to bless her. Continue to keep her. We call on her name, and Father God, pray for you to do a new thing in her family, in her marriage, God. Encourage her heart. We pray for Sister Tanisha, God. Lord, we pray for everybody who's out of position, oh God, that has not been the church, God. We pray for new creation, those who have been missing in attendance, and we call them in the name of Jesus. Yes. Let them not stay home on Sunday, God, but let them get up and come to church, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Every person who's in New Jersey, oh God, that can make their way to the house of the Lord, let them find themselves in position, oh God. Lord, there is a mighty work to be done in new creation Christian ministries, God, and Lord, we call them in. We bind up that spirit of slothfulness. We bind up that spirit of rebellion. We bind up that spirit of laziness. We bind up that spirit of, oh, I'm going to just stay home today and watch it on social media. We bind up that wandering spirit. We bind up that disobedient spirit, and we lose, Father God, a spirit of obedience. We lose a heart, Father God, that wants to come and be in position in your church. We lose the spirit of the person that wants to come and serve in your church. We lose the spirit of your son and your daughter that wants to come and sow into your church and bring the tithe and bring the offering so that your church can go forth. We say no time, no more church as usual. Playtime is over. It's time for the saints to get into position. We call the army of the Lord into position. We call the saints into position in the local assembly. First and foremost, new creation Christian ministries in the name of Jesus.
Revival time.
So, Lord, we thank you for your church, and we thank you, Lord, for those, Father God, who will line up into position on Sunday morning. They will come to Bible study. They will come to prayer. They will sow in tithes. My God, they will obey the leadership of the house. My God, obeying you as we obey you, as we give instructions, oh God, that they will obey those who are over them in the Lord. We thank you, Lord. We pray, Father God, and we thank you, Lord. So loose them, my God. Loose them and let them go, God. Light the fire in the hearts of the sons and daughters of new creation Christian ministries, oh God, so that they can come and serve, my God, and this work can go forth so that there will be meat in your house, my God, so that when people come, that people will be in position, my God, serving, my God, serving, sowing, my God, tithing, giving, my God, so that that house can be
my God, what you called it to be, my God, in the name of Jesus. Let them catch the spirit of their leaders, my God, in the name of Jesus. Let them catch the spirit of Pastor Emily and myself, my God, hallelujah, so that we can do this work that you called us to do, my God, huh? In the spirit of Aaron, the spirit of Ur, that holding up the arms of Moses, my God, the spirit of Miriam, my God, not the one that talked about the leaders, not the one that was stricken with leprosy, but the one that said, what must I do to help my leaders? They have the spirit of Nehemiah and those that had a mind to build. Oh, my God. So, Lord, give your people a mind to build. My God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for the great work that you've given us to do at New Creation Christian Ministry.
Thank you, God.
And that it shall come to pass.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah to God be in glory. Sister Rita, you be encouraged. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. We thank God for her. Amen. She is so faithful. And amen. One of God's generals. And we thank God for her faithfulness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To God be all the glory. We're going to take a caller here in the name of Jesus. And we thank God. This is a 813 area code. Ending in 8885. Yes,
hi.
God bless.
Hi.
Yes, we can hear you.
This is Ariella.
Hello?
This is Ariella. I wanted to pray for my mom because today she was having a migraine, and I want her to feel better, and I want to pray for my whole family.
Okay, okay, amen. It's Ariella?
Yep, yes.
Okay, amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this young lady. Even as we pray for her mom with the migraine headache, God, that you would move the pain that's in that head area, that, God, you would restore her and make her be comfortable, that, God, as only you can, in the name of Jesus, allow her to function like she normally would without the headache, without the pain, without the uncomfortability, God, in the name of Jesus. Right now, remove and regulate her blood pressure. Right now, remove and the pressure that may be in that head area. Right now, in the name of Jesus, if there's some other the cause, God, right now we thank you for wisdom, we thank you for knowledge, we thank you that you would give her understanding in the name of Jesus. So the natural and supernatural power of God, we speak it right now to Ariella's mom, and right now, God, we speak a healing over her life in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for this young lady. We thank you for her mother, her entire family, God, as she asks for prayer, as she is that one that we read about earlier, the one in the gap, the one being the hedge. It doesn't matter what age, but God, I thank you that you have given her a heart for prayer, that you have given her a heart at an early age to know about your power, that you have given her wisdom beyond her years to exercise faith in the name of Jesus. So bless Ariella as she gets out of school and goes into her summer months. Allow her to have a good summer. Keep her safe, God, in the name of Jesus. Let her enjoy her time away from school, and let her have great recreation and fun this summer in the mighty name of Jesus. God, continue to bless her family. Continue to heal every area. Continue to bring them together as a family unit. Let the love be contagious one for another. Let them get to know you, God, and your power. Save every soul that's a part of that family, God. Let them be representatives of you in that, I guess they're in the Florida area. Let this family, God, be a family of God, and let them bring your name glory collectively in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray for Ariella. We pray, Lord, and we thank you that she is going to be promoted to the next grade, as she, God, is
going to have a wonderful future as she gets older. And God, that she would continue to trust you and to believe in you and to learn about you. In Jesus' name, continue to bless her family, and we say amen.
Amen.
We thank God for you, Ariella. Amen. Are you out of school?
Yes.
Okay, good, good. And you're going to the next grade, correct?
I'm going to third grade.
Going to the third grade. Congratulations. That is so wonderful. You're going to the third grade. You're becoming a big girl, and we're so proud of you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Congratulations. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay,
God
bye.
Bless you.
She's going to the third grade.
Wow. God bless her. What a precious little jewel. She's so pretty, too, Pastor. I saw a picture of her.
Amen.
And she is a beautiful young girl. She's so beautiful.
Now, a third
and smart.
And
pretty and smart.
Amen.
To God be the glory. And she loves Jesus.
She loves the Lord.
Amen. We're going to take another call. Father God, I pray for my sister Jackie, Lord, even as she, Father God, is healing from foot surgery. Lord, I ask, Father God, that you continue to give her speedy healing. Father God, that you would heal that foot and not let her, Father God, have to go through anything extra. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for no hindrances in her healing, that by your stripes she is already healed. So continue to keep her even as she heals. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray for Renee, oh God, even as she's going through some things with her thyroid. Lord, I thank you for healing her thyroid, Father God. I thank you for letting her thyroid function as it should. My sister Renee, God, I thank you, Lord, for your supernatural hand upon her life, God. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for even as she goes through some therapy sessions with her blood, Lord, that you regulate her blood, that you regulate her iron, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you, Father God, that you just do a new thing, God, even in her life, and continue to bless her, oh God. Lord, I pray for my brother Gary. I thank you, Lord, for his colonoscopy being clean, my God. We praise you, Father God. Hallelujah for his life, God. Continue to keep him. Continue to keep him healed. Keep him, Father God, serving you, oh God. Bless his family, his wife, his marriage, his son. And we just thank you and we praise you. Lord, I praise for Taylor, oh God. And Lord, we ask, Father God, for financial resources to flow in. Give her those scholarships that she has applied for. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we thank you, Lord, for every need being met as she goes to college again in the fall. And thank you for opening the door for her job in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just bless you for all of our children, and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, hallelujah. We're going to take another caller, area code 813. Area code 813, God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. God bless you. I just want to read from Psalm 103, not the whole psalm, but praise the Lord, O my soul, O my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfy your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. And in the name of Jesus, I want to dedicate that to all that are going through a lot of things that, you know, maybe they cannot say. You know, maybe they have some request for prayer, but, you know, they want it to be unspoken. So in the name of Jesus, you know, I just ask to continue to pray and ask the Lord that he will continue to show us his mercy, because we don't deserve it, and yet he gives us so much, and we have to open our eyes, that the Lord will take the scales off our eyes and touch our hearts so that we will realize how good the Lord is. Because if he gave us what we deserve, boy, we would be in big trouble. But God is so much love that he, you know, he doesn't look at that, and that we're forgiven already. Even we just have to access him so that he can send down all those blessings. Either way, we'll get blessings. But if we just get connected, I think that's so important. So God bless you both, and thank you for this prayer line.
Amen. To God be the glory. And as you said, thank you for sharing that Psalm 103. There are private and personal prayers, and we never know what some people are walking through. So, I mean, that kind of wisdom, knowing that God sees all, God knows all. But some people, amen, we thank God that their prayers are heard from God. And as you said, he's a forgiving God. He's a loving God. He's an understanding and compassionate God. And sometimes we take that for granted, but as we look and we see beyond our problems, beyond our own personal issues and hang-ups, we'll see that God is real good to all of us. So,
amen.
I mean, it encouraged me. Once you said that, that encouraged me. Once we look past the things that may be getting the attention of our mind and our thoughts, how good God really is to all of us. Amen.
Yeah.
So
amen.
Let us pray.
Amen.
Let us pray for you as you remind us that God is a good God in spite of what we think we're not getting from him and what we think we don't deserve. God is a good God. Father, thank you for Sister Miriam. In spite of our mistakes and maybe our sins or our flaws or that thing that we're struggling with, God, we recognize through her reading the psalm that you're a good God, you're a merciful God. You're a caring and loving God, and you're concerned about what we all are going through individually. So, God, in the name of Jesus, we don't take it for granted that your love is unconditional. We don't take it for granted that you see all things and you know all things. We don't take it for granted that you expect us to come to you in prayer. So, God, we thank you for our families and our marriages, our good memories that we had with loved ones. We thank you for our children and our grandchildren as we see a potential in them. We thank you even our current opportunities that you give us to go to church and to go to jobs, to live in good neighborhoods, and to live in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even as Sister Maria said, to travel. We don't want to take nothing for granted tonight. The shelter, the bed that we sleep in, the clothes that we wear, the food that we eat. God is all through you. So, Lord, we pray and we thank you that we got a shelter and a roof over our head. We thank you that we got clothes on our back and shoes on our feet. We thank you for the car that we have to drive around in. We thank you for jobs and the income that allows us to live. God is all through you. And as she read that song, Forget Not Your Benefits, that you're a merciful God, as we see her granddaughter on the prayer line tonight, continue to bless Miriam and her children. Continue to let her be the one standing in the gap and being a hedge for her family. God, I know it's not easy in this hour in which we're living. Sometimes we see what our children are going through, and it's not easy for a mother or a grandmother. But God, encourage her heart. Strengthen her. Give her joy. Give her wisdom what to say to her kids when the opportunity comes. And, Lord, we thank you that she still has dreams and goals that she want to accomplish. So allow her to also manifest miracles through your hand. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank God. Amen. As your granddaughter called and she's being promoted to the next grade, she blesses this prayer line because you don't see too many young people her age loving God like she do.
Mm-hmm.
So I know through your example and what she sees in her grandmother. So thank you for being a witness. Amen.
Amen. I went to her house today, and she and I put our hands on her mom, and we prayed for her mom. I explained to her what that meant, and I anointed them all. So I, you know, I'm trying slowly to, you know, with the, of course, with God showing me how to get it
yes.
to her so she can get it, you know. So I give him the glory and the honor for being such a good God.
Amen. And as you said, she's learning at an early age. The Bible says lay hands on the sick.
Yes.
God said he takes the things of this world. And thank God for medicine and aspirin. But it's nothing like
yes.
the power of healing. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, thank God. She is a beautiful young lady. And we thank God for your entire family. And we're believing, amen, for her mom to be totally healed.
Thank you. God bless you all.
All right. Bless. Amen. What a wonderful family. We thank God for them. Sister Miriam and her granddaughter, her entire family, those who call in and those that Ariella and Miriam are standing in the gap for. We have one more caller tonight, and I believe this is going to be our final caller. We're going to take this last call, which is the area code 857. Good evening, 857.
Good evening, Pastor Simmons. This is Kristen. I'm glad I made it into your call tonight.
Amen.
Call. I just wanted
yes.
To ask you to pray. I have some things before Jesus, and I'm asking him to answer some prayers.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you for Christian tonight. We thank you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, he has already prayed to you in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for answered prayer. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree that you would meet, hallelujah, desires of the heart. We thank you, Lord, as the expectation and the anticipation, Lord, of your power being done in the life, Lord, that you would do, Father God, miracles and manifest that, hallelujah, which he is praying for. So, God, meet every need. We thank you, God, that you would give him peace in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand and your favor and your mercy and your grace being in every situation. You said those who are weary, burdened, heavy laden, come to you. You will give them rest. You told us to bring our petitions to you. You said, God, that we ask anything in your Son Jesus' name, according to your will, we will have what we ask of you. So we believe in prayer on tonight. And we just touch and agree right now. And we say, Lord, hallelujah. You know what you're going to do and when you're going to do it and how you're going to do it. So give them the ability to wait, to be patient, to keep believing by faith, to walk by faith and not by sight, to not be discouraged, to not be frustrated, to not get impatient, but demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, temperance, faith, meekness, goodness. We thank you for the fruit being manifested in his life in the name of Jesus. So, God, as they call the prayer line tonight, we believe, hallelujah, that every need is met. Every care and concern is addressed. That everything, Lord, that is broken, you will fix it in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that we believe in prayer, that we just touch and agree right now with Christian, that we believe that you are already moving, that you have already demonstrated, that you have already, hallelujah, reached out, that you have already, in the name of Jesus, responded and reacted according to the desires of his heart. So, Lord, we pray for the strength right now. We pray for the ability to stand right now. We pray for the ability to wait right now in the name of Jesus. So encourage his heart. Encourage the mind. Regulate the thoughts. Don't let the enemy get in there. Let him who still no more. The devil is a liar. The devil is a thief. The devil is a deceiver. So we speak a protection. We speak in the name of Jesus, that hedge. We say, Lord, cover him with favor and your divine majesty, and allow your angels to watch over him. Allow your angels to protect. Allow good people to surround and influence. And Lord, have mercy where mercy is needed, and give grace where grace is needed, for your grace is sufficient in every situation. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, we believe in, as you go next week, in the next days, in the next months, with those prayers before God, that you'll begin to see the manifestation and the hand of God moving according to you, who are his son, who are the one that he loves and looks upon. I believe that God is already answering your prayers, and we're looking for a praise report to come back to this prayer line. Amen?
Amen. I'm a daughter, not a son. But that was perfect.
Oh, okay.
Prayer, because
I'm
I was
so
praying
sorry.
For, I was praying for, actually, for a man. So, perfect
oh,
prayer.
Oh, well, look at that. Well, I'm sorry, I just didn't hear the voice correctly. But to God be the glory. We have God is standing, God, with you, that you and God, with your prayers before the throne, God will begin to move out and manifest those prayers. Even as you said, you're praying for a male. You're praying, amen, for a man. And we're believing, that's probably why I leaned in that direction, that God is going to answer those prayers. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank
well,
you.
God bless you. Thanks for calling, and call us again.
God bless you guys. I love you. Bye-bye.
God bless. God bless. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Apologize. I misheard the voice, and we thank God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For those who call in and those who believe the power of prayer tonight, and those who are expecting God to move, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for you tonight. Again, Pastor Rebecca and I will be traveling on tomorrow. Please pray for us. We're going to a three-day conference down in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. It's a church conference given by our Apostle Matthew Tillery in the Rocky Mount area. Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, there are going to be workshops, and there's going to be so much going on in a three-day period. But we're leaving New Jersey tomorrow morning. We are driving down, so pray for us. So there will not be Bible study tomorrow night. We will be in Rocky Mount tomorrow night at a conference. So pray for us to get to North Carolina and back to New Jersey safely. We thank God for you as we travel in Jesus' name. So we thank God for you sowing your seed in advance. We thank God as you are giving to this ministry that God will bless you in a mighty way. Know that it is being sown into good ground. And we thank God for you thinking about us as we try to do, as we do the work of the Lord in Hillside, New Jersey, in Jesus' name. Well, good night. Love each and every one of you. And we're going to go down from this place with I Believe by James Fortune. Have a great day.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Bacardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
I believe. Why?
About your future.